Begin the new Masechta, Masechta Vayezara. Begin with the current daf Beis. Amalav, begin to Tzitz the Master, begin with the word, opening words of this Masechta, this parak, this Mishnah, Lifnei Idein, before their holiday, which Tzitz is going on the opening idea, which Basa the Tzitz Sanhedrin, after that we learned Masechta Sanhedrin, the Ayriba of Gechav Mazals, which are talking about idolatry, which on Daf Samach Aleph from the Beis, or maybe Daf Kofi Aleph from the Beis, but talks about the halachas of Avodah Zarah, which the Sanhedrin is either executing for or regarding problems for Perek HaChelik over there. But be that as it may, since it spoke about Avodah Zarah, so Tanam Laham Masech Avodah Zarah, but said Yeshua said therefore put in the halachas of Avodah Zarah in this same Seder of Nezikin, because it relates to what was spoken by Masech Sanhedrin, although it's not really regarding actual Nezikin itself. Me, however, Makas or Shavuos, the Shaykh of the Sanhedrin, because Makas is administered by the Sanhedrin, and Shavuos is connected to Masechtas Makas, as the Gemara explains. Lalachitani lubas Sanhedrin. Therefore, we first say Makas and Shavuos after Sanhedrin. Machakin chaz l'sidrei, and then it goes back to its order. Vishon Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Vaharias, it puts Avodah Zarah after Sanhedrin, because as we spoke about, it already mentioned that in Masechtas Sanhedrin, and then it goes to Masechtas Harias. Next, the Masechta to begin the words of the Gemara, Lefnei Idein Gimel Yom. So before the holiday of the idol worshippers, 3 days, you know, I'll do business. Which Tzitz just points out, Zimnin at times, the Tani Minyan B'Seif, it mentions the number at the end, Kihach, like over here, it says, Lefnei Idein, first mentioned the idea, then it mentions the day, the number afterwards. B'chein, like we had in the beginning of the Masechtas Gedushin, Abeis, or Ishan Nikhtas B'Gimel Drachim, it has the number 3 after the idea. Bikurim in the second paragraph, Esrik Shabbat Ilam Gimel Drachim. Esrik has the same halacha as other trees in 3 ways. Now, Vizimna, the Tanam Minyan Bereisha, at times it has the number first. Nazar Samachim Abez, Beshiva Drachim, Baitim Mesazav, and Yumadav Bez, and Begin Mesech, Shabbat Yom Kadim Yom Kippurim, Gitin Dav Tez, Begin Mel Drachim, Shabbat Gitin Ashbachulu. Which is pointing out, it's not a difficulty, sometimes this way, and sometimes that way. It's just about to begin the words of the Mishnah. 3 days before the holiday, it's also lost the blessing on, it's forbidden to do business with them. Which Petra Kondrashi explains the reason. But from the Azal B'Yam either, because he's going to go on this holiday, and he's going to go and give thanks to his Avodah Zarah. Now, so it says in Tekla Shayna Mash, but from Rashi's wording, it sounds like Shabbat Sayyidina Lamur Mitzah says, Afmek Kechememka, that even business that is forbidden, because he's going to be grateful for the business that he did. Kasha, now, so it's difficult. Amas Samcho Eilim, so what does the world rely on now? To do business with non-Jews on their holiday. So, although that the truth is that most of their holidays are really irrelevant, they just do it like as a memory. But every single week, they do have 1 day. That they have every week, that's their holiday. Later on, it would always be forbidden. Meaning to say that he holds that even though the 3 days before and 3 days after is not a problem, but the day of is going to be a problem. And since it's Be'en Lama, don't say, oh, the end of time, and the reason why it's permitted is Mishum, because the Gemara Chol Navi Yimlan Beis says, that the idol worshippers out of Eretz Yisrael, love of the Avitz Kechavim, they're not real idol worshippers. It's just the custom of their fathers that they continue to do. Kedama Shmuel B'Gemara, the Gemara Shmuel says, Nigmar later on, the Bezayin of Beis, B'Goyla, and the diaspora, in Asa Eliyim Eidim Ovad, only the day of the holiday is forbidden. Mashba says, Hoyim Eidim Yasa, but the day of the holiday itself is forbidden. So how do we do business on their holidays? So it says like Kachnir, so therefore would seem that the Shari Mishum Eva, the reason why it's permitted is because it's gonna cause hatred. Because Amma Gemara, the Gemara says when Navam Mezga were Behud in the Siyah, that the Shad Lehu Mina, there was a heretic that sent him, Dinara Kastrayana Bayem Eid on the day of his holidays. So Amma says, hey Rabbi, what should I do? Lo Yishkele, if I don't take Havle Eva, it's gonna be hatred. So he wasn't sure. So you see, but there's an element of hatred. Now, me, however, Imisham Rai Gemur, that's not a full fledged proof, because the Shem Allah Misham Eva Lishtri, maybe Eva should not permit us to violate this halach. He was just saying, counsel, kids, yes, what should he do? Shlo Yelo Eva, that shouldn't have hatred. But no one said that Eva allows you to violate this halacha. But moreover, Itaim Rishim Eva, if the reason is because of Eva, so Tenech La'Loisim La'Shilam La'Parim, so I could understand that you could lend them and money or items or to pay back to them when the non-Jew is claiming his debt. Because if you don't, they're going to know and it's going to cause hatred. But do business. My Eva Ika. What type of hatred is there? You think a Jew can't say, I just don't have business to do right now to buy and to sell? To borrow money or items from them and to get paid back from them. What's the non-Jew going to know that he's leaving because of its holiday? It says that it appears that Tam HaHeter, the reason why it's permitted currently, the idol worshippers amongst us, Kimlam Begavai, we know regarding them, they don't really worship the idol. That's the reason why later on Dav Samachim et Av, Rabbi Huda, the Shadle Kurbana, Labajana, Beyim Edoi. Amma says, well, how could he send something to him on the Davis holiday? Amma Kimli Begabay, Dele Pochabitz Kachavim. I know regarding him that he doesn't worship up by the Tsar. Chin Rav, I saw the Rav over there, the Shadle Kurbana, Labar Sheshach, Beyim Edoi. Amma, he said the same thing, Kimli Begabay. I know regarding him, Dele Pochabitz Kachavim. He doesn't worship up by the Tsar. Or Inami, another part you could say, Yesh Lisma, Chahid, the Tanbi Yushalmi. You rely on what it says in Yushalmi, Amas Nidin. On the Mishnah, the also losses of a losses that now do business. Tani, so the Yerushalmi teaches the Medrim when they say Ovid Kachavim Shein Makira by a non-Jew that you don't recognize. But a non-Jew that you recognize is mutas permitted. Why? Because it's like flattery. But Tanya, we learned the Brisa Nechnas Leir, come into a city in Matzin Smechem and you find him rejoicing. Samachim, you rejoice with him. Shein Makimachnav, he knows that you're just flattering him, but he's not going to really be so happy and so excited. Now, the truth is, Rabbeinu Tam Hayim Mefarash, he actually explained, Asa Lasa Balasimam, what does that mean? Davke Bebindi Ditakrebis. That's specifically items that are related to sacrifices. B'loi Araklal Balakonis. It's not talking about anything else that doesn't apply. Beliknes, it's not applying to purchasing. The Vatishari, that's for sure permitted. Bein Lalishna, the Ozla Maida, whether according to the interpretation, because he's going to go give thanks. Bein Lalishna, Lifni Iber, whether because Lifni Iber Lisitin, that you shouldn't put a stumbling block. Because the Layasra Limker, Dafkamidi, the Takravis, they only said it's forbidden to sell him something that has to do with sacrifices. But loss is Hachi Purdish. What does it mean? Usually that's a terminology of a business. No, it means loss is Mehem Hamois to carry from them the money, but loss is Lehem Midi Dekrebis and to give them something relating to sacrifices, Khalifa Hamois, which is the exchange of the money. That's what loss means. Maybe Raya, and he brings a proof in the Bayi from the Act, the Gemara later on, the Vav Manav, the Gemara asks, Taima, the loss of Lossimon, the reason of this prohibition. That why is it prohibited? That imishum harvacha is it because of profit? Pidush, in other words, what does that mean to say? Mishum shemaviach umistaker, because he's going to make money. Ba'azalamayt lavetz kachav, he's going to give thanks to his avodah zara. Aydama mishum alif ne'ibel l'sit mitzvah, because you're causing a stumbling block. The Kamei Gemara says nafkamina, the ramification between it is the isle behemo l'didei. He already has his own animal. Bimi did lav takrevis aser. Now, if you say, nalak rabbeinu tam, that's something that's not related to sacrifice is forbidden. So my lakama nafkamina, why don't you say the difference is lemid de lav takravis for something that's not for sacrifice? The mishmar vocha ikka, because of gain you do have it. And some of the girsa mishum lifni evil lekker, because it already has. Alavadi rather, obviously mid de lav takravis, sorry, that's something that's not related to sacrifice is permitted. The leshaicha azal omoida bemekach memka. Because there is no going giving thanks but regarding business. Why not? Like Rashi said. Because since he's giving the money for the object that he's buying, so that's not so major. You're paying for it. But he's also not so confident that he's going to really gain from that business deal. So you have to explain the Gemara's question like this. Time of the from for sacrifice, Mishum Havacha. For what does that mean? Sheila behemis rabis berevach, just that he has a whole bunch to choose from. A fellow isle lididei, even if he has his own nami as is also gonna be forbidden. Shematiksha yiloi harba behemis, since he has many animals, Yaakov ben amufcher is gonna choose from the best. Or no, is it because of Livnei Iver? But Nafkamina. And the ramification is the Chi Isli Behema Lididei. When he has his own, so then Shari, it's going to be permitted. That's the difference, where there's no Livnei Iver, because he already has. According to Rabbein Tam's interpretation, so now there's no wonder on the custom of the world, even if we presume them to be like idol worshippers, because they don't do any more sacrifices anymore, but it's only with money. There, there's no profit, because they have enough money to do whatever they need to do with it. Now, it is appropriate to be stringent, when the Nadru comes and says, go and lend me money, or it's lesikri, which is by the Zara, that meaning goes like to their priest, shakarin ofrir. That to be stringent for. Abul Rabbachan, he actually says, no, ki gamba isim ofrir intramis, there's no prohibition. Ki mashim noisim oisim legalachim, lekaimrim, just that they give this to the priest, in the mamish lishim abizkim, not really for the idol, it's for their own personal benefit, and therefore wouldn't have this major problem associated with it. Next, says Master begins the Gemara, lahal voisim. That it's forbidden to lend to them. Pesha Ben Tam, he says, well, that's dafka bechinim. That's specifically if it's for free. But if it's on interest, sure, it's permitted. But it's star too, because actually that pains him a lot. Can I mean the gedush? Like the Gemara says, gedush nechafam lav. Lizman inish berate. A person should rather sell his daughter and beleleze beribis and not borrow an interest. So that's not major taibah that he's going to give such thanks as Abay Dazar. And he says, Master, beginning with the words of Gemara, we will afroy men. And to collect from them. Now, the Gemara later on the Fav Mabez Paskin and we Paskin like Kirby Shub and Karcha. The Milva Al Peh, when it's oral on the front of Mehem, that you could collect from them. Memnei Shukamatsam Yadim. It's like saving what you got from them. Because if you don't collect it, you might never be able to collect it. Now, B'yachalias, it's possible, says to you, says, I feel Milva Bishtar Nam in the front of Mehem, that even when it's a written loan, you could collect from them. Kedom Risham, like the Yerushalmi says, that a filmil bishtar, I've had to see that even a written loan could be lost. Because not at all times does a person merit to collect his debt, even with a shtar. It appears to the reader that there were the loans in our documents, even those that we have from them, that's our sign. Shemutli par may be allowed to collect from them. Tafilu azal maida, even if he's going to go and give thanks, shalayil muchashab kanat sabiyadim, is always considered like really saving to salvage what we could. Both of them, Rishum and Karcha, says, Milva Bishtar in Efron, a written loan you cannot collect. That's when we, the Jewish people, had some dominion over them. So okay, well, if it's written, we it's not saving, we'll be able to get it at a later time, unlike the way it is today. And even so, Milva Alpeh, he still said, an oral loan in Efron you could collect, that he shouldn't deny it a different time, because it's not written down. Now, Bechadik Mashkin, where there's security, I mean, Yerushalmi says, the aim milva, I've had this, the Mashkin, so it's not going to be lost because you have the security. Me, however, says, it's still considered saving from them, because many times it can be lost, to fill the Mashkin, even if you have a security. So you could collect. Next, says, Mata begins Gemara, my time will let Tony Idehin. Quando one that holds with a gears with an aleph, why doesn't it have the gears with an ayin? So Perk Mashilin, the Gemara Be'adav Lamehem and Be'ez, Ika brings this Chad Tonim Mashilin, one says Mashilin, Chad Tonim Mashchilin. And Chen Bar Gezel Bas, the Gemara Be'adav Lamehem and Be'ez, Ika brings this Chad Tonim Mashilin, Chad Tonim Matzikin, Chad Tonim Masikin. And V'loi Dayig, the Gemara does not infer Ki Agabna like it does over here. Why, it doesn't ask why don't either one say like the other one. So it says, B'shem L'Shech L'Daktig, maybe there it's not applicable to ask the question. They all mean the same, so therefore the Gemara is not bothered by that. In contrast, over here, but they mean different things. But what is difficult? The Gemara is sukkah of nun mabez and tells the mazal der ben bechad sheiva or chashuva. What is simchas beis sheiva or simchas beis hachashuva? Chen perik beis diavamitz avizayim enal frishayin nevishnia. But those are two different words. They don't mean the same thing. But and still, the Gemara doesn't ask over there. So it says, here the reason the daikach why we make this inference, this question, because it's more logical to the Gemara the terminology of testimony, because it's testimony to break them. And if it's asking, why did the one say it with an aleph? Now, but Kashla Teretzeh, Teretzeh says, what I have difficult with this answer is that my Maksha Su, so what are you asking more? Aman the Tani Yedain, my Temel Tani Yedain. So why asking why doesn't the one with Ayin have the gears with Aleph? Hakvah Parashnum, but we already explained that Maksha Namiha Yedeo Isatam, the Lashon Edis Adif, we already knew, and that's why we asked, because we knew the terminology of Edis is better.
So this says, it appears to me, this is what the Gemara is asking. Man letoni idehin with an aleph, might letoni idehin with an ayin, do idehin mamish k'se behedya b'kra, because with an ayin it's explicit in the pasuk. Abli idehin mamish k'se b'kra, it doesn't really say explicitly eli idom. It just it doesn't say the word idehin. Mashan, the Gemara answers, but tavra adef, perish loshen shever, terminology of breaking, it's better terminology of avodah zarah. The Gemara asked him, "Can that's the case? My time demand the tani idein. So what's the pshat man damu with ayin? Havadi d'haber odif. It's definitely better breaking. So now you can understand what was Gemara originally, and then what the Gemara asked later on."